Cleveland Partnership in studio. Good to see you, Joe.
Morning.
Good morning, Joe.
And Mike and...
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, buddy.
Great.
While I got you a minute, we'll talk more about some other things coming up. But just the Cavs and the Indians. I was downtown yesterday. I mean, it was a Greater Cleveland Partnership kind of a day.
Yeah, they call that the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce. It was like a warm summertime feel. Our baseball team and then our Cavs are in the end. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you see that, you really do have to commend a lot of the people who were involved 25 years ago in terms of building Gateway.
Sure.
The vision of putting those two places together, saving the teams, moving a team back downtown, really rallying behind those two key assets. And when you get a day and a week where they're both playing well, it's important, people are paying attention all over the country, you couldn't ask for it any better.
It's an exciting time. It really is. All right, we're going to talk more with Joe. We got the election, we got Opportunity Zone, got an update on that, and how about Hopkins? Just the numbers, the business out there, and then this connection with WOW Airlines, too. So more about that coming up. And, Joe, it's a great opportunity. You know, the Cavs opened the queue up for the watch party.
Right, right. And in fact, I think they were the first team that started that a couple years ago.
It's a fun tradition to get down there.
It is.
But it's a good reminder, if you don't work or live downtown, you're coming downtown, you see the construction. That's a good thing.
That's a great
and
thing.
And that queue thing, it's looking great.
Queue's going to be an amazing place. It has been.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to be, and it'll play a great role in town for another 20-plus years because of that expansion.
It's some of that frustration, though, right now. We're
It's a little tricky, and you got to allow some extra time. I know I've had to allow some extra time traffic-wise, but I think they're so far they've handled about the best that can be. And it's been kind of discreet, Joe. I guess that a lot of the work we've not seen, it's kind of underneath that one area, where they're working.
The big first step, which is why it had to be done this time of year, is to move a steam line. Well, obviously, you got to wait until the buildings don't need heat to move the steam line, which is why that was such a critical timing issue for the building.
Which is the last thing anyone would think about, a steam line. Infrastructure is everything,
right? We heat most of our downtown buildings with steam.
It's everything.
Now, it's an exciting time, when the Indians, have a big crowd down at the, any night that they have a crowd like that, the Cavs with these extra games, Joe, you get 20,000 people downtown. That's great for everybody.
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. Just spills out into the whole community, RTA, the restaurants, everywhere.
We can handle it,
Yep.
That's great. All right. Roman heads up the Greater Cleveland Partnership in studio. Speaking of Hopkins, let's talk about the business. I've seen the numbers. I think numbers-wise, we're back to where we were before this United thing.
Yes,
they're better numbers in a way.
Yes, we are,
right?
And they're bigger airplanes.
Yeah,
that was the change. United decided that their business model of flying 50-seat jets through a hub like Cleveland just wasn't working, and we're slowly building up to where we were. We've still got a couple of direct connections that we want to establish, like. Out to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we just got Salt Lake City
a couple
of weeks ago.
Right.
And it'll continue to grow because the market is strong, and we knew the market was strong.
Speaking of the market, WOW and Iceland Air, big news a few months ago with the announcement. Those flights are now coming in and out of Hopkins, and that is huge for so many reasons. Right?
Oh, it is. Not only, believe me, the expense to get there is amazing. It's so low. People who travel to Iceland just for... visitor purposes will love it. It's a great place to go. Now, from there, for instance, my daughter had to go there to Germany this week for some school assignments. From there, it's a 2.5-hour flight to Germany. So you get a 5-hour flight, just like going to the West Coast. You're in Iceland. From there, you can go anywhere with one direct connection. Compares to what we formerly had to do, go to Chicago, fly backwards, go to New York, sometimes get your flight screwed up because of the New York traffic. Now, into Iceland and then anywhere you want to go from there. It's a wonderful asset for Cleveland.
You've made the flight a couple times back and forth. As you say, 5 hours. I mean, call me crazy. Depending on your situation, you want to do a long weekend and experience something, right?
Absolutely. And the restaurants there are great. At least they're reported to have the absolute best spas in the world. Why? Because they're inside the mountains, and they're heated naturally from the geothermal energy. They heat their sidewalks in Reykjavik with hot water coming out from underneath the mountains.
Wow.
It's an amazing place, and it's worth a three-day weekend. It certainly is. But again, from there, business or visitors, you can go to any place in Europe you want to go.
Okay, Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership Inn. That's some travel. Let's talk about some other business and the Opportunity Zone Fund. That's been a big thing too, right?
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, last time we met. Mm-hmm. Last time we met, we had just heard which census tracts had been identified by the federal government. They were recommended by us as a local community mm-hmm. to the governor. The governor made recommendations, and mm-hmm. then they were selected. What we're working on now is, now how do we get the funding to those neighborhoods? What we tried to do was pick neighborhoods that clearly need more investment, but were also ripe for more investment. They had assets that could attract people's money to come in and invest in those neighborhoods to grow them. And what the investor then gets are benefits on their capital gains taxes right. over a certain number of years, depending on how long they remain committed to the neighborhood.
We've got to show return on that because we're competing.
We are.
For those investment dollars.
All the time.
Right?
All the time. And sometimes, you know, neighborhoods, even downtown, we've talked about historic tax credits before. Older places, in order to do new investments, obviously sometimes they take more investment than the greenfield out in the suburbs or a county, another county. So we need to attract different kinds of investment dollars to those projects.
Hey, election primary been underway for a while, and you know with this open voting, if you will, this happening. But statewide, we've also got a couple things.
Yes.
We got the one big issue.
We
right?
got the one big issue for redistricting, which yeah. My guess is going to pass. I heard somebody on your show earlier wishing that it was in November because it would get more people to turn out. I don't disagree with that, but it is, as people said, it's on the ballot this May, and I think it is a big improvement. And locally, we've got a very important Health and Human Services renewal that continues to give the county the ability to help people who need it. And it's been doing it for years. This is a renewal. It's not a tax increase. It's worth our support. Our organization has endorsed it.
Two other things, not to rush you, but these are still important. Case Western Reserve did an interesting study about, we refer to the brain drain, but let's keep everybody here. What's
yes,
up with that?
That was tremendous. So they reported earlier this week that 23% of their graduates were actually getting jobs in Cleveland, staying here. And it's an international university, so that's a big number. I think close to 50% were staying in Ohio. Again, a great asset, because if they stay in Ohio, they're close enough to Cleveland that they can come back to Cleveland someday very soon. So it was tremendous news for both the university and the region.
Be a part of it to continue. And finally, St. Martin de Porres, great news on the campus, and there's some connecting with the funding with CDA, right?
Yeah, actually, we've provided some funding there. It's a brand-new campus on, I think, 63rd and St. Clair.
And St. Clair, yeah.
Really cool place, and that's a great, great school. I think almost every kid that goes there that graduates gets into college.
Good news. A lot going on. Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Good to see you as
good
always.
Good to see you.
Go Cavs, go Tribe.
Absolutely.
And we're hopeful
absolutely.
For the Browns as always.
You betcha.
Have a great day.
Take care.